This is Community Close-Up, a public affairs presentation. I'm Steve Murphy. Our guest on today's program is Dr. Tom Little. Dr. Little is the superintendent of Yancey County Schools, and he joins us on a monthly basis to tell us what's going on in our Yancey school system. Welcome, sir.
Thank you, Steve. It's a pleasure to be here. I'm sorry for my hoarse voice, but I've had a little bit of a cold. As far as what's going on in Yancey County Schools, things are continuing to go very well. I'm very pleased with the progress being made in our school system. We've arranged to do a work session with the board last week of January. We're going to meet with them for a full day and go over all of our various programs. Our directors are all coming in. That will be, of course, a meeting that is open to the public. If anyone would like to attend, it'll be in the newspaper. But it is a workshop session for the board to familiarize them with the various programs and projects that we have in the school system. We notified the board of a couple of grants that we've received. We received a grant from the Wellness Trust for $227,000. It's a 3-year grant for tobacco use prevention. It'll employ someone at the high school that will work with students to help them stop smoking and not go in that direction. Also, the person will be working with the middle school students. We also have received another grant toward the track project at the high school. It was a $5,000 grant. We are moving toward our goal on the track. We hope to get that under construction before too much longer. The board authorized me to hire an architect to get that project moving. I'm very excited about that. It's a project that I've been committed to from the very beginning because I think it's something that the entire community will benefit from, as well as our athletes at the high school. We also have received two grants that total $39,000 through Graham's Children's Service to help with the telemedicine grant. These two grants were written in conjunction with Graham's Children's Services. These planning grants will allow us to hire a part-time director to pursue more funding to get that off the ground. Hopefully in the school year 2010-2011, we'll be able to have the telemedicine projects in each of the schools. We've also started our project at East Yancey with replacing the bleachers. This is a major undertaking, but one that definitely needs to be done. That project will be completed within the next few months. We are continuing to work on replacing the roof at Mountain Heritage, so we hope to get that project completed if the weather will cooperate a little bit with us. We are continuing to try to get the softball field house constructed at the high school. The state has not approved our plans yet. We've returned them several times, so we hope to get that project up and going. Our land purchase in the Michaelville area, we have completed the topo map, the surveying, and everything needed except the core drilling. We'll be doing that within the next week to two, and then the board will make a decision prior to February the 8th whether they're going to do the purchase or not. We have an option to purchase, and we've had put money down toward the purchase, but the board has the ultimate authority to purchase that land. We're also working on our early college program with Malin. We're trying to get that project off the ground. That's a collaborative effort with Mitchell and Avery County. We are in the process of writing an implementation grant to fund that for the first year. The school board supported that program, so we will go ahead with the implementation grant, and then we'll be going to the county commission next to look at some additional funding there. As far as our budget, I reported to the board that we're doing fine with our budget. We're monitoring it very closely, but all of our items are within budget, and we should finish the year without having any difficulties. We did have to return $100,000 to the state recently. Of course, that hurt us, but we were able to survive that amount going back. We took that out of our textbook funds, which is an account that we had been building for a new adoption of math books, and we're working on that. We think we'll still be able to fund the math books. We are a little concerned if the state asks us to send additional monies back. We really do not have additional monies that can go back. We've sent all we can spare. We did have a retirement at the high school at the during the winter break. Linda Hensley retired in the math department, and we certainly will miss Linda. She has been a longtime teacher at Mountain Heritage and has done an excellent job over the years. We are replacing her with Carrie Van. She is a new teacher fresh out of college that we'll be employing for the remainder of this year in that position. We're beginning to start our bullying prevention program. That's something that we feel needs to be implemented in the school system. That's been a need that's been expressed in several of our needs assessments. So that training begins on January the 19th with two of our schools. That is being funded through another grant, a $10,000 grant that we received through ARP Phoenix. Our literacy program, we're still working on 4-block. Our focus this year is directed reading. We're getting ready to do some classroom visits in the 4th and 5th grade to see how we're doing with that. We continue to maintain our focus on children. We want to do what's best for our kids to help them learn to be productive citizens.
We thank you very much for joining us. We'll talk to you again next month. For Community Close-Up, I'm Steve Murphy.